Hello, good to meet you all. My name is Jinman Kim from KR League of NIDA, and I would like to tell you about KR League activities in general. First, I'm going to visit ERX project in Korea, then explain personal data protection of KR League quiz, and then KR League internal resource management system upgrade and demonstration. Lastly, I would like to close my presentation reporting Korea Internet Operation Conference 2005. This slide is about ERX project of KR League. Firstly, we checked ERX records by using member ISP's routing table since 2001. But we couldn't have exact information from this investigation. So since 2003, we cooperated with APNIC and looked for actual organization using ERX based on the information registered in ARIN. After we got exact information, we contacted ERX resource holders. Then we explained our ERX project and recommended them to transfer. So for this, we held two seminars on ERX project. So this is result of ERX project in Korea. In the beginning, some ERX holders were not affirmative about transporting ERX because of fee problem. So until now, they didn't pay anything for using ERX resource. But after they were changed and they agreed to transfer. So 49/16, 39/24, and 38 numbers were transferred from APNIC to KR League. This result was also reflected in KR League which and KR League P schedule will be applied to the transfer resource in 2007. Next is, this page is about personal data protection of KR League quiz. So as you know, recently demand of privacy is increasing rapidly. So some people don't want disclosure their information in public. So, and some people also complain about showing their information to the public through KR League quiz. So in 2004, KR League recommended ISPs to add quiz policy to their contract with the customers. So for example, those who use IP address, your information could be published through quiz service. And last year, the KR League applied a partial hidden policy for personal data protection. So personal hidden policy is end user who don't wish to open their detailed information can request to hide their information through their upstream ISPs. So in KR League member website, ISPs were able to select hidden option for their assignment information. So hidden fields are a name and detailed address and phone number. So though KR League doesn't hide the whole assignment information at the moment, the KR League is considering to hide the whole assignment information in the future. So for example, let's see the open policy applied sample quiz information. So we can see the whole address and name and phone number. This is, let's see, partial hidden policy applied sample quiz information. So as you see, the name, detailed address, and phone number are not published at this quiz information. And this page is about KR League Internet Resource Management System. So in last year, KR League upgraded this IRMS. IRMS is the Internet Resource Management System. So main point upgrades are real-time huge update and IP address and AS number management interface. So for this project, the Calyx developed communication program between Calyx and ISPs. So this communication program is make it possible to update huge in real time. So for example, so when ISPs update their customer DB, the changes will be reflected to Calyx Huge DB through communication program in real time. So Calyx is distributed this program to ISPs. So we Calyx expected that this program will be implemented to the major ISPs by the first half of 2006. And secondly, Calyx made the IP address and AS number management interface and provided to ISPs. And ISPs can manage their IP address through Calyx member website, and ISP will also make advantage of IP address and AS number management interface for easy huge update. This is the Calyx internal resource management system diagram. For reference, KT is one of the biggest ISPs in Korea. The KT is done program test, and KT will apply this program soon. And DACOM and PubNet are doing tests this day. This is the main page of the management interface. So only the Calyx member can log in. This is menu. So members can select IPv4 request, address request, and IPv6, and AS number. So member can check and manage their IP address status and usage. So at this site, the member can register and change and delete their assignment information. So let me show you Calyx member site. This is the main page of member site.
Existing
ISP or just an example?
Existing,
yeah. 하나로
텔레콤.
I just follow.
Actually, the password that we gave password to the ISPs,
that's weird.
But normally, ISP can modify the password. What's that? Normally, ISP can modify the change their
So, at this site, the members can check their information and they request IPv4 address and IPv6 address and AS number. So for example, the IPv4. This is the address block that HANANET is holding. This is address block, and prefix, and this is the usage of address bar. So they can check the assignment status. At this site, they can change their assignment information and delegation and register. At this site, the HANANET hostmaster can change information. They can register at this page. Yeah, new. And this is
Do you have any batch process for the host blocks or assignment breakers?
Yes. My question is do you have any batch process for the
basic process?
Yeah, for a lot of the assignment records to into the database.
Processing large assignments at the same time. So
yeah.
Not making individual assignments, but like maybe 100 assignment records can be processed at once. That's your question, right?
At that time, they can use the communication program. Yeah, it's usually use the minor ISPs, and the major ISPs can use the communication program. So this is expected result. We can expect more convenience for IP address and AS number management, and more accuracy for which information, and effective cooperation between KRLIC and ISPs by automation and simplification. Lastly, KRLIC has the Korea Internet Operation Conference 2005 from December 8 to December 9. So about 320 attendees in this conference. Experts presented about BCN and VoIP, IPTV, IPv6, and internet governance. Thank you, that's all.
Thank you very much. Yeah, very interesting presentation. Are there any questions from anybody regarding this presentation?
Hi, I'm Louis from Equinix. I also represent the ASOAC. I'm wondering if you would be able, if you would be willing to share the code for the members' website with other regions, other RIRs, to be able to help them develop their member website if there are any changes or, you know, features that you might see that you want from them. Maybe there's some more collaboration, or was there already some collaboration going on to develop your website? Do you need me to repeat it?
Is it okay to speak over the microphone? I'm sorry, because it's live broadcast.
We will think about it, sharing the code.
And I would have, I have a question. I would have thought that it would take a lot of efforts to collaborate with the ISP system because, you know, each individual ISP's internal system has different, you know, specifications.
Yeah.
So your tool, I mean, how did you deal with this kind of problem?
So we recommended.
And maybe to follow up with that, an API of some sort that you can publish for the ISPs to integrate their tools with yours.
Okay, this is our whole system diagram. We have a main database there, and this is storage. We use Hitachi from a Japanese made. And this storage can duplicate its DB. So we have about 20 kilometers away, there is another storage. So it duplicates the domain name database and IP database real time, about 20 kilometers away. And it is connected to IRMS, which just he demonstrated. And this is also connected to ISPs with a communication program. So we provided API to ISPs, so they can use our API to their customer database system. So when ISP update their customer database, it goes to our database real time. So for ISPs, nothing more to manage for IP assignment. Just update their customer database, it comes to Kearney. But only Korea Telecom is ready to connect to our system. And two more ISPs are testing, so it's just starting.
You're using XML tracking?
Yeah. Actually, we used EPP. Yeah. And Hui's system is connected to our database. So if our database is updated, it's the changes are automatically reflected to Hui's. And we pulls out the zone file from our database. So it goes to DNS system. That's about whole diagram of our system. Questions?
Thank you very much for a detailed explanation. It was very clear, but any other questions? No?
One question. Akino Maimura from JP. The slide, which is the second last slide, you reported that you held a Korea Internet Operations Conference. Uh-huh. And then I remember that APNIC meeting in Seoul is with a conjunction with the Korea Internet Operations Workshop or something, KIWO, anyway. What's the difference? That is my question.
Name was changing in last year.
Okay.
Yeah. Last year, Korea Internet Operation Workshop, but last year we changed the name to Workshop to Conference.
All right, so it's basically the same, but the name has been changed. Yeah. All right, okay.
Do you have any online mailing list kind of forum for this conference? No.
Yeah, we have. So the URL.
Yes, I wonder if this kind of on-site discussion is held. I understand. And I wonder if you have such an online discussion like NANOG or, in our case, JANOG. They have the mailing list, and then they have the online on-site meetings. Okay, for the coordination. Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Hi, Paul Wilson from APNIC. Just coming back to the technical framework there, it looks very impressive, and the website is very interesting. So thanks for the demo. But just on a related matter, at the DNS SIG tomorrow, there'll be a presentation about APNIC's framework for DNS management, which also includes some API-style provisions for updating of data using XML. And so if anyone here is interested, this is actually a particular interest to the NIRs and the shared zone management for reverse DNS, but if anyone's interested in that in general, then that's going to be demonstrated by Terry from APNIC tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.